Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to Travel Talk. And we're coming to you this evening from Ibiza. And I'm delighted to be joined by Juan Miguel Costa, who is the Director of Tourism here for Ibiza. Juan Miguel, it's beautiful, really beautiful island here. And it's so nice to meet you.
Good evening. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Yes, and we're coming from this lovely restaurant here this evening. Gorgeous outdoor restaurant. Again, one thing that I have to say I was really impressed about when I came to Ibiza, I wasn't aware of the amazing food here. Now, I've been here for a few days. I came here before a few years ago just as a day tripper, and I've been here for 3 or 4 days and I've just been really impressed. Beautiful island and the food is incredible.
I have to say that we are in our top moment of our gastronomy. We knew that we have a very, very good gastronomy, the ancient one with very, very good meals but and dishes. But now even we have the best chef all around the world wanting to be here in Ibiza and settling in Ibiza with restaurants, in hotels and so on. And this makes Ibiza now one of the best places to come to enjoy the gastronomy.
Yeah, amazing. Now, I suppose over the years, Ibiza has become famous for many things, you know, great island for party, great island for beaches, obviously the sun. Now, on this trip, I've had a great time, I suppose, seeing kind of what I call the real Ibiza, the beautiful old town. I did an amazing e-bike tour today through the countryside, agro-tourism, a different side of it. And, you know, I'm not really a clubber myself. So for me, this was a very, very nice surprise.
I always say that there are two perceptions of Ibiza. One, before coming to Ibiza, that you think that it's only a party island and you cannot find anything else. And then a second perception, when you arrive to the island, you enjoy the island and you discover the island. Because fortunately, we have many faces, not only party and beaches. Of course, we have it and we are world known because of our party. But as well, we have, as I told you, very, very good products like heritage, gastronomy, why not? And if you want to come to Ibiza to make sports outdoor and enjoy the countryside, then you will discover a very, very nice Ibiza.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, for Irish people, it's very accessible with lots of flights from Dublin, which is great. I mean, you see here planes coming from all over the world. How things have really come back again. I mean, we all went through the whole pandemic and everything. Things seem to have come back here with a big bang.
I have to tell you that we were a little bit worried, concerned, because when we were in the middle of the pandemic time, we didn't know if the companies and so on, they would like to continue coming to Ibiza. And fortunately, we've seen that Ibiza is in the center of the tourism as a destiny, and everybody wants to stay in Ibiza, and this is very important for us. Very good connected, and the season has started 1 month in advance. Normally we start summer season the 1st of May. This year we reach it and we get it the 1st of April, so 1 month in advance, and this is because we have very good connections, not only by plane, if not as well by boat, and that makes us feel comfortable and feel that we will have a very good season, a very good summer season, and we will come again to what we have in 2019, which is very important for us because we'll live directly or undoubtedly connected, totally connected with tourism.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, you're in the Balearic Islands here, which of course is a beautiful part of Spain. For Irish people, I suppose, that wouldn't have been here before, they want to come here maybe as couples or families. I mean, there seems to be a huge, huge variety of like accommodations to suit all different people, because some people mightn't realize it's actually a great place for family holidays as well.
Yeah, of course, we have, I would say, 40% of the island ready to receive families and people with couples or people with little children. They are prepared, the rooms are prepared, they make a spectacle, they make shows and so on. And as I told you before, we have party in Ibiza, but focalized in a few places in the island. The rest of the island is a very salvage, a very wild island, and you can enjoy the countryside and enjoy the beaches and enjoy our sun, gastronomy, culture. So we are even promoting this family tourism because we think that a long time ago we had a lot of them, and now we want people with children coming to Ibiza.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, also the one thing I really loved was the agro-tourism, right? Which we call, I suppose, a lovely place. The other day we were in Cancuru. Are you pronounce it better than me, probably?
Cancuru.
Yes. Yeah. Again, most beautiful, like the flowers. It was like a little paradise. And then the food, of course, you know, this beetroot carpaccio, incredible.
This is country. This belongs, the most of them, to people from Ibiza. And this was the only possibility that they have to maintain the old houses, our old farmers. Because these houses, which are more than 100 years ago built, it is not not easy to restore or to repair. It's very expensive to make it. Probably the only way to keep them is to convert it in a business, in a Hotel Dorado, in agroturismo. And this is what the people they're doing 20 years ago, and now they maintain.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, that was something that was really beautiful because it really is lovely. I mean, especially like after COVID, but here I found on Ibiza, you can really escape everything, you know, I mean, aside from the towns and stuff. But when you go out into the beautiful areas like this, I mean, today when we were cycling through the beautiful olive groves, you know, the orange trees, lemon trees, the grain, the it was just, you forgot about the world.
Normally we say that we are all islands in one. This means as well that in 20, 25 minutes, you move from one point to the other in the island, from one side to the other. And this is a very good advantage. I mean, you can plan by day, cycling, hiking, or visiting churches, for example, or countryside. And then by night, you can go to a big disco and change totally your mind. I mean,
yes.
If you have needs as a final client, you can cover all your needs in Ibiza because you have everything, nearly everything in Ibiza. And this is for us very important. I think we are one of the only islands in the world who can offer so many different products to cover all the needs of our tourists, our clients coming.
Yeah, amazing. And of course, you know, incredible, the history here as well. I mean, you know, we did a lovely tour. We were listening with Phoenicians, Carthaginians, you know, of course, the location. But fascinating history and the most beautiful. When I was wandering to the old town there, you see the cathedrals and the history. But again, so kind of culture and, as I said, the food. I agree with you. From my experience, it was a little something for everybody.
Well, everybody can come to Ibiza and can enjoy and can find what really they are looking for. And this is very important. And this is not very common. You can go to a special destination just to make one thing. But in Ibiza, you can plan two or three things the same day. You can make all of them because you can move really easy. And we have a very nice heritage. The old part of Ibiza town, for example, is one of the World Heritage by UNESCO. And Toulouse over the near streets and so on. I mean, it's really amazing.
Yeah. What would you say, I suppose, for somebody who was coming now, they wanted, in terms of time, what's your ideal time? At least a week, I guess. And would you say travel around, base yourself in one place? What would be your ideal recommendation?
It is a small island, but at least you need 1 week to enjoy the island and to discover all the hidden corners we have and the hidden spaces that you can find. Not only small beaches and so on, if not churches, the north part of the island, which is really wild, and they are not so much. You have to go on one day and visit the old part of Dalvila, of the old town. I mean, then gastronomy, we have all the coast surrounded by very, very good restaurants inside the countryside like we are now. At least you need 1 week to enjoy. And I'm sure that if you are coming for 1 week, you will repeat.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have to say a big thanks to you and Diana and Carmen, what you arranged for us. I think I feel I was here for 2 weeks, but you know, I would love to come back, you know, in a little bit more of a relaxed situation, but it's been a real eye-opener for me. And I must say, very impressed. And I want to say just thank you. And for anybody who's said the stereotype for me about Ibiza is totally changed. And I am just, I loved the beauty and the food and the gorgeous weather.
As I told you before, you discovered another Ibiza that you don't think it exists. But we have it here and it's a pleasure to show you.
Yes.
And I hope you come back again. And
yes, I will.
You continue enjoying it.
I have to lose some weight when I come back again after all this wonderful food. Juan Miguel, just before we finish, where is a good place to go for people? Your website maybe, or the tourism site for people that would like to get some information? I know a lot of tour operators in Ireland put packages together. Of course, we have Ryanair, Aer Lingus, we have flights and, you know, hotels. So what's a good website for overall tourist information?
And visit our touristical website, which is www.ibiza.travel. If they go in, they will find the information and contents about our island and they can solve all the doubts they could have.
Okay, fantastic. And of course, for all of Spain, you have Spain.info as well. Listen, that was fabulous. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to meet you. And I'm looking forward to a nice evening here now. My last night in Ibiza. Very sad.
I hope you enjoy as well this night.
Okay, gracias.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.